1210, appoint Andrew Smith to the Portland Historic Landmarks Commission as architect for a term to expire November 2022.
Colleagues, Andrew has over 20 years of architectural experience, including managing the development of new infill and rehabilitation projects. He has experience creating financial packages to establish feasibility, and he understands the financial challenges that sometimes, I would even say often, accompanies these projects. He has experience serving as a volunteer in the community, training people to perform post-disaster building evaluations. He understands the challenges of accommodating density and assuring affordable housing, as well as ensuring proper stewardship of our historic resources, and he's looking forward to engaging with fellow commissioners and others to address these important issues. A quote from Andrew that caught my attention, quote, "There is a balance that needs to be found between preservation and progress. They are not mutually exclusive," unquote. I think that is a very timely and important quote. So at this point, we'll hear from the Landmarks Commission and Andrew Smith. Welcome and thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hillary Adam, BDS. I just came up to help introduce Andrew. He's an architect at Henneberry Eddy, and just got an email this morning that they were just given the firm award, which is essentially the best firm of the year for the Pacific and Northwest region. So I just wanted to announce that.
That's outstanding. Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
That's great news.
Yeah. Do you guys have any questions for Andrew?
Andrew, what given how busy your firm is, and now with this new honor, your firm is going to be even busier than it was before, what is your reason for wanting to do this? What compels you to participate in this, understanding that the salary is terrible?
Well, I think, I've got quite a bit of experience and a passion for historic resources. I've been working with historic buildings and within historic districts for my entire career, and probably haven't done enough civic engagement as I could have throughout that time. So I saw this opening on the Landmarks Commission as an opportunity to bring that experience and really contribute something to the city in which I live.
I appreciate that. Colleagues, any further questions? Legal counsel, I note that this was a previous agenda item. I don't have the previous agenda item in my packet. I assume this is a report. That's my understanding. I just wanted to make sure. I'll entertain a motion.
Move to adopt the report.
Second.
I have a motion from Commissioner Saltzman, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Please call the roll.
Hugh Daly.
Well, thank you for your willingness to serve, and congratulations on the appointment. I vote aye.
Fritz.
The Landmarks Commission is never without controversy, so I hope you're ready for that. And having gone from being a community activist myself to being on the Planning Commission a long time ago, I do wish you the best with that transition, because it can be a bit of an eye-opener to be on the other side of the mic. So thank you for your willingness to serve. Aye.
Indeed.
Saltzman.
Yes, Mr. Smith, I'm sure you'll get your fill of civic engagement through the Landmarks Commission. So thank you for your willingness to serve, and I'm happy to vote aye.
Wheeler.
Mr. Smith, the only advice I will give you, since you're old hat at this, no matter how tough things get, never mumble anything. Second of all, on a serious note, and Hillary, thank you for being here as well. We've heard a lot already early in this agenda about community engagement, community involvement, community activism, and the role of people in the community to help shape the community in which we live. And this is, I think, one of the more important issues. During our central city planning process, we had to resolve several important conflicts between the historic landmark aspects and the preservation aspects with the real pressures that our city is facing around growth, accommodation, the need for workforce and lower income housing. All of these things come into conflict, and there is never an easy answer, and there is no clear line to draw. And so we do rely on you and your colleagues on the commission to be able to help us best evaluate these complex issues. It's not easy, but I just want to say I'm really grateful that there's people of your caliber that are willing to step forward and assist us in this manner. There's a lot of different things you could do with your time, but I just want to acknowledge and thank you for choosing to do this. I vote aye, and the appointment is approved. The report is adopted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And I need to stall for two more minutes.
Second readings.
Let's do that. Let's see. Is Amy here? Amy's here. Can we move to 1211, Amy? Are you ready for that?
I'm ready. My BPS colleagues are running a little bit.
Then let's skip that for right now. Let's go to second reading 1212.